Hi, I'm Elliot. I'm 5.5 years old. You're listening to the V Kid Community on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Elliot, and good morning, kids commuters. Here we are on the last day of La Cenerentola week on the Kids Commute. Hope you've enjoyed listening to an Italian opera with me this week. It's been great fun. Well, now we are getting to the end of our story. Though, by the way, if you're wondering, oh, but what about the Quizlet? We'll get to the answer of the Quizlet at the end of the show today. So where did we leave off? We left off with our prince and his buddy Dandino in the garden whispering, Zitto, zitto, piano, piano. What's up with these obnoxious girls? Where's the awesome girl? Well, of course, eventually, Cenerentola does make it to the party, and she and the prince do fall in love and decide to get married and live happily ever after. But here's something really cool, and one of the reasons I love this opera so much. You may remember from the original fairy tale of Cinderella that things don't turn out so well for her wicked stepmother and her wicked stepsisters. Well, this ending is different. Rossini wanted a really happy ending. So when the prince offers to punish Cinderella's family for treating her so badly, she says, no, I want us all to be friends. And they all hug it out and they make up. How awesome is that? I love the ending of this opera. Okay, so what happens next is that Cinderella has her biggest moment in the whole opera with an incredibly hard but wonderful aria or song called Non più mesta, which means no more sadness. Happily ever after. And if you can imagine, in current productions of La Cenerentola, she sings her face off in this aria while standing in front of a giant wedding cake. So it's really fun to look at as well as to listen to. Here's Cinderella thoroughly enjoying her happily ever after with Non più mesta.
Oh,
That was our Cenerentola, who, by the way, all week has been the wonderful singer Cecilia Bartoli, singing Non più mesta, No More Sadness, Happily Ever After. I hope you enjoyed listening to this opera with me this week, La Cenerentola by Rossini. Now, let's answer that quizlet. Has it been driving you crazy? Who is the original author of Cendrillon, Cinderella, who wrote it in the 1600s, along with Sleeping Beauty and Puss in Boots and Little Red Riding Hood? He was a French author by the name of Charles Perrault. And I strongly recommend you look up the original versions of those fairy tales. They're a little bit different than you might have seen in cartoons and so forth. Well, thanks for listening to the opera with me this week. Hope you had a good time. That does it for this week, La Cenerentola on the Kids Commute. We'll see you next week with a whole new theme. Take care now.
Interlaken Public Radio.